General Bolduca's path to defeat Democrat Hassan, New Hampshire insiders say. By Wendell Hasebo on October 25, 2022. New Hampshire Republican Senate candidate General Don Bolduc has a path to defeat Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan. DNH, University of New Hampshire's politics professor Dante Scala and former GOP campaign consultant Greg Moore announced Monday. While speaking with the New Hampshire Union leader, Scala admitted his political perspective has previously shut out any hope of General Bolduc defeating Hassan. Scala's opinion is notable because of his political state knowledge. "I never thought I'd be saying this, but Hassan is not out of the woods yet," Scala said. "She can see the light, but I don't think she is there yet." In the last few days, polls have shown that General Bolduc has caught Hassan and is virtually tied. The race is one of eight highly contested Senate races in the 2022 cycle. There is a path to victory for Don Bolduc. He needs to grab that surfboard and ride it into office. That's what it will take," said Moore, who has managed many races in New Hampshire. One of the reasons Bolduc has pulled within the margin of error could be due to Hassan's support of the Biden administration, which has fueled inflation and record-high gas prices. When asked on Monday by The New Yorker what she thought of Biden's domestic agenda, Hassan was publicly hesitant to praise Biden. "I think President Biden has worked to address the country's challenges," she said. "What's really important here is that we have passed critical legislation and most of it has been bipartisan. That critical legislation has fueled inflation, according to experts. Hassan voted for the $1.9 trillion for coronavirus stimulus, a debt limit increase, and the $3 trillion infrastructure package. She also voted for the $3.5 trillion so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which will cost taxpayers $700 billion. Hassan has blamed inflation on the pandemic and the Ukraine war's impact on gas prices while constantly admitting that gas prices were already $3.53 two days before Russia invaded Ukraine. On January 20, 2021, the national average gas price was $2.39 a gallon. Hassan has also refused to speak out against the Biden administration's catch-and-release illegal immigration policy. The term catch-and-release refers to the administration's policy of releasing migrants throughout the nation while they await a court hearing rather than detaining them, as required by law. Hassan remained silent in September when nearly 2 million illegal migrants crossed the southern border this fiscal year. August was the fifth month in a row in which migrant apprehensions exceeded 180,000 migrants. Breitbart News has since reported that a record-setting 2.2 million migrants during the recently closed fiscal year 22, representing a 33% increase the Biden administration set last year. Meanwhile, the deadly drug fentanyl continues to stream into New Hampshire. "She has supported Joe Biden 100% of the time, Schumer 96% of the time. People are struggling in New Hampshire," General Bolduc told Breitbart News Saturday on October 8. "I think everything that Senator Hassan was doing is hurting Granite Staters." Asked what can be done to end the drug-related deaths, the general laid out a four-step plan. "The first thing we need to do is secure the border. The second thing we need to do is give our law enforcement all the tools they need, which she, Hassan, just voted against doing. And the third thing is that we need to designate the cartels as terrorist organizations, so we can get the whole weight of our joint terrorism task force behind interdicting these cartels," he said. "And then stop this nonsense where we allow distributors and manufacturers and people that are selling drugs to plead down and not do any jail time," General Bolduc concluded. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.